businesses are showing some confidence.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. We learned this morning that orders for durable goods increased in February for the third month in a row. Durable goods are big-ticket items. So for consumers, that might be a car or an appliance. Except it wasn't really consumer orders that rose this time. It was businesses buying more capital equipment. Economist Richard DeKayser of Woodley Park Research says businesses invest in that stuff only if they plan to be around a while.
During 2008 and 2009, they were fleeing these kind of purchases in droves. But increasingly this year, we've seen a revival, and it does speak to the sense that businesses are beginning to poke their head out of the bunker.
There is also some negative economic news this morning. Sales of newly built homes fell for a fourth straight month to a record low. Analysts had been expecting a little sales increase. And the S&P 500 is down 0.2% this morning. The NASDAQ off 0.4%. The Dow is down 20 points at 10,868. Stocks in Europe are flat, weighed down by news that Fitch Ratings Agency has downgraded Portugal's government debt because of concerns about that country's ability to pay that debt. Earlier today, Asian stocks were mostly higher. One emphasis of the health care law the president signed yesterday is preventive care, and it extends to the restaurant industry. By next year, more than 200,000 fast food and chain restaurants will have to disclose calorie counts and nutritional information on their menus. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports from Washington.
The idea is that by letting restaurant customers compare calories, they'll order healthier food. Margot Wooten at the Center for Science in the Public Interest says right now eating out involves a lot of guesswork.
People look at the menu and think the tuna sandwich is better than the roast beef when in fact it has 50% more calories.
After more than a dozen states and cities passed their own restaurant labeling laws, the industry came around to supporting a national standard. Sue Hensley is with the National Restaurant Association.
There was this growing patchwork of legislation and regulation. Most of those provisions did not include as much information as this bill will now require.
It also calls for a national strategy for illness prevention, as well as the creation of a national preventive care council. To encourage healthier babies, the law requires employers to give working mothers time and a place to pump breast milk for their babies. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Where are the biggest spenders in America? New York, right? No. A new report shows the biggest consumers are in Austin, Texas, and New York doesn't make it to the top 10. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
The ladies from Sex and the City may be known for hitting up Manhattan's expensive shoe shops.
Manolo Blahnik, Mary Jane's. I thought these were an urban shoe myth.
But maybe New York's fashionistas actually have to save their money for rent. The city ranks 53rd on a list of the country's biggest spenders. Personal finance site Bundle.com tallied expenditures, excluding housing. The site's managing editor, Janet Paskin, says the most avid consumers seem to be the ones with relatively reasonable rents and mortgages.
If you're not spending as great a proportion of your money on housing, you have much more of it to spend on food and drink, travel, shopping.
The top two on the list are Austin, Texas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Both cities boast household consumption over $60,000 a year. The report says the average American household spends about $37,000. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
To see where your city ranks, go to marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture and creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. More at producemoreconservemore.com. By Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents, offering a choice of companies and coverage. You can find a local agent at 1-800-WE-INSURE. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Some angry business owners say they have had enough of being yelped. Yelp.com is an influential site for customer reviews, from restaurants to doctors. And a growing group of small businesses is accusing Yelp of a shakedown. They claim the site emphasizes negative reviews unless businesses agree to pay for advertising. Marketplace's senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports.
At first, California businessman Barry Hyde says he liked the idea behind Yelp.com.
I think the model has a lot of merit, which is why I told customers to go there.
Hyde's car repair shop was getting mostly positive online reviews, but then he says he got a telephone sales pitch from Yelp suggesting that for a price he could move his favorite reviews to the top of the list. When he declined, he claimed some glowing reviews that he was keeping track of began to vanish.
I have approximately 13 to 15 five-star reviews that aren't showing up on my listing.
Yelp has an explanation for that in a video on its website.
Giving people what they want is a complicated process. If you use Yelp a lot, you have to know that not every real honest-to-goodness review makes it onto a business page.
Yelp CEO Jeremy Stoppelman has blamed what he termed a weird automated system that filters out certain reviews based on criteria he didn't detail. Yelp's recently posted video explains the algorithm this way.
It takes the reviews that are the most trustworthy and from the most established sources and displays them on the business page. This keeps less trustworthy reviews out.
It's not clear what makes a review trustworthy, but Yelp says there's a line between the reviews and its sales team, quote, like the separation of church and state. Hyde, who owns M&M Auto Works near San Jose, wonders why he was told, he says, that some missing reviews could show up again for a price.
I think that if you're putting a website up that's reflecting people's opinions of businesses, that all those opinions should be allowed to be heard and they shouldn't be leveraged to advertise with them to make sure they stay there.
Hyde says that's unethical, and he's been talking to one of the lawyers seeking class action status in the legal challenge against Yelp. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And finally, if you haven't heard of haul videos yet, you probably will. That's haul, H-A-U-L, and it's when shoppers upload videos showing you all the stuff they just bought.
Okay, so I'm going to go over my haul right now. I love these glasses. I have on one right now. I'm in love. The one I have on is the Bubblegum Princess. Which is
these
like,
are huge on YouTube, and you won't be surprised to learn some big retailers have started to pay these shoppers. One of the best-known haulers has left her high school to devote more time to her business. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.